Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ 3, Week 4, The Mystery of God, Christ. Friday, Related Verses. Colossians 2:9. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Matthew 28:19. Go therefore and disciple all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:3. For that which the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of the flesh of sin and concerning sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Hebrews 2:14. Since therefore the children have shared in blood and flesh, he also himself in the manner partook of the same, that through death he might destroy him who has the might of death, that is, the devil. John 1:16. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. Philippians 3:21. Who will transfigure the body of our humiliation to be conformed to the body of his glory, according to his operation by which he is able even to subject all things to himself. Related reading. The word bodily points to the physical body that Christ put on in his humanity, indicating that all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ as one who has a human body. Before Christ's incarnation, the fullness of the Godhead dwelt in him as the eternal Word, but not bodily. From the time that Christ became incarnate, clothed with the human body, the fullness of the Godhead began to dwell in him in a bodily way, and in his glorified body now and forever it dwells. The fact that the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ bodily means that it dwells in him in a way that is both real and practical. Now that the fullness of the Godhead dwells as a divine person in Christ bodily, it is visible, touchable, and receivable. The Colossians were under the influence of Gnosticism, which means man's physical body and the entire material world as evil. The Gnostics considered themselves to have the highest wisdom and knowledge, but they failed to realize that the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ bodily. Fullness in Colossians 2:9 refers not to the riches of God, but to the expression of the riches of God. What dwells in Christ is not only the riches of the Godhead, but the expression of the riches of what God is. The Godhead is expressed both in the old creation, the universe, and in the new creation, the church. The Godhead in verse 9 refers to deity, which is different from the divine characteristics manifested by the created things. This strongly indicates the deity of Christ. The world's tradition and elements simply cannot be compared with the fullness of the Godhead. All the fullness of the Godhead in Colossians 2:9 refers not only to the entire triune God, the Father, the Son, the Spirit, but also to all that the entire triune God is, has, does, knows, can do, has done, has obtained, has accomplished, and has attained. All this fullness dwells in the Son bodily. The divine Trinity is the fullness of the Godhead, and this fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ. Therefore, Christ is the embodiment of the triune God. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit are all embodied in Christ. The Father is rich, the Son is unlimited, and the Spirit is without measure. Because the triune God is altogether embodied in Christ, Outside of Christ, there is no God. And outside of Christ, we cannot find God or contact God. Christ is God's dwelling place, God's address, and God's home. When we receive, experience, and enjoy Christ, we receive, experience, and enjoy the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Colossians 2:10, Paul continues, "You have been made full in him who is the head of all rule and authority." The Greek word translated, "have been made full," is a verbal adjective based on the same root as the word translated, "fullness," a noun, in verse 9. We should understand the expression, "have been made full," based upon the word, "fullness," in verse 9. Because all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ bodily, we have been made full in him. The Christ in whom we have been made full is the head of all rule and authority. On the one hand, Christ possesses all the fullness of the Godhead, for it dwells in him bodily. On the other hand, this Christ, who is the head of all rule and authority, is above all rule and authority, that is, above all the fallen angels occupying positions of power in the air in subordination to Satan. Christ not only has the fullness of the Godhead, but is also above all rule, authority, and power of Satan. We have been put into such a Christ and have been made full in him.